Texte numéro 121. We can't erase outdated TV shows, but we can hold their views to account. Every public service organisation in this country is examining itself in the light of Black Lives Matter. Principled campaigners are challenging us to deal with our pasts. At Channel 4, our past doesn't include money from slavery or statues glorifying slavers, but it does go back 38 years, and a lot has changed in that time. Think back for a moment to your favourite programmes 20 or 30 years ago. Some of the characters you loved probably said things that would make you shudder today. A number of the jokes would now seem tasteless, even vile. The comedian and director, Lee Francis, recently apologised for playing characters in blackface in Channel 4's Beau Selector. Francis, who produced the series for 5 years, says he doesn't want it to be kept on our on-demand service, All 4. Channel 4 has since removed it, but a number of broadcasters and streaming services that rushed to remove material have later reinstated it, albeit with warnings or explanations. HBO initially removed Gone with the Wind, but has now returned the film with a short introductory video stating that it denies the horrors of slavery. Channel 4 makes a huge amount of material available on its on-demand channel, All 4. There are 14,000 hours of programming in total, dating back to the first episode of Brookside. Reviewing all that would be close to impossible, but even if we could do it and spot every bit of potentially offensive content, is it right to go back and change our past? Those thousands of hours of material are not only our own history as a broadcaster, they are part of the social history of our country. If much-loved characters in the past made homophobic comments or dressed up as people from other ethnic groups or pretended to be people who used wheelchairs, should we destroy that evidence of the social attitudes of the times? Cleaning up our past erases evidence of how views that we would now consider reprehensible were once normalised. Channel 4 is an anti-racist organisation with a particular remit to reach and reflect the lives of people from diverse backgrounds. But we are also committed to freedom of expression and being deliberately daring and controversial. As editor-at-large at Channel 4, I was given the job of devising answers to some of these problems. We have concluded that where old programmes contain potentially offensive material, they are generally best handled by adding warnings rather than removing them entirely. In most programmes, the context is clear and viewers can judge for themselves what they think of the characters and events. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2020.